This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Saturday that Islamic State has been defeated in its final shred of territory in Baghouz, Syria. As Reuters correspondent Saskia O'Donohue reports, the defeat means the end of a self-declared caliphate that once spanned one-third of Iraq and Syria.
Raising a flag for victory against Islamic State in Syria. The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, said on Saturday that they've captured the militant group's last shred of territory in the east of the country at Baghouz. The triumph ends IS's territorial rule over a self-proclaimed caliphate after years of fighting. However, this might not be the end of the group. A Reuters journalist said some shooting and mortar fire continued on Saturday morning in Baghouz, and an SDF commander warned that the coming phase in the struggle might be even harder. Some IS fighters still remain in Syria and Iraq, awaiting a chance to rise again. And the United States believes the group's leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, is still alive and living in Iraq.
Saskia O'Donohue of Reuters. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, meanwhile, said the United States still has work to do despite the territorial defeat of the Islamic State group in Syria. Asked by reporters during a visit to Lebanon on Saturday whether the U.S. will provide additional funding to prevent a resurgence of the group, Pompeo said the U.S. mission has not changed.
Our mission there hasn't changed. We still have work to do to make sure that radical Islamic terrorism doesn't continue to grow.
The announcement came one day after U.S. President Donald Trump said the militants no longer control any territory in Syria. Trump has also said there would be a reduction of U.S. troops in the country down to about 400. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.